Now, the rest of the story. Gentle John Henry, born in Griffin, Georgia, the son of a Confederate Army major. As a boy, John was taught proper bearing and courtly manners befitting his prestigious family. But one thing disturbed his daddy. John could not hold his own in a fight. Fully grown in his late teens, John stood 5'10", painfully thin, tortured by his fear of physical violence. One day the violence was unavoidable. He was roughed up by a ruffian over the right to use a swimming hole. John's father promptly sent him to Baltimore to advance the boy's education in a less threatening environment, and he was enrolled in the Baltimore Dental College. John was entirely agreeable. With the hometown bullies at a safe distance, he studied diligently for 2 years and completed the course in dentistry, and then he moved to Atlanta, Georgia, where he would begin his postgraduate practice. And for a while, John worked alongside one of the most prominent dentists in that city, frequently taking over his elder colleague's practice. Eventually, homesickness set in. John, now 22, returned to Griffin to establish himself there. It was a comfortable little office at the southwest corner of Solomon and State. And though John's life appeared to be complete, there was another personal concern which had been haunting him: tuberculosis. The already gentle young man became even more subdued as the worry over his health increased, and one day a quaking, wan John Henry sat in the office of his general practitioner and was told that he was going to die. The physician said perhaps a drier climate might add a year or two, but he couldn't expect more. And so it seemed that gentle John Henry, the boy who couldn't hold his own in a fight, the retiring young man who had fled violence to become a dentist, had returned home in a battle that he could not win. But just this once in his brief, unassuming, mild-mannered life, John Henry wanted to fight back. How could he die if he had not yet lived? So, next day, John packed his bags and his dental instruments. If even a few precious hours could be gained in a drier climate, then that's where John would go, first stop Dallas, on a one-way trip to immortality. It was a Dallas cowpoke dental patient who first met the new John Henry. The cowboy issued a complaint. The ensuing argument escalated. The dentist pulled out a .45 and blew the cowboy clean away. The frustration of a waning, yet-to-be-experienced life forged for the notorious itinerant Wild West gambler 30 notches on his gun. John Henry one day would die of the respiratory disease which plagued him. It was not a year or two, but 14 years later. And in those 14 years, John Benton blazed and blasted his way into the pages of Western history. John Henry was once described as, quote, "the nerviest, speediest, deadliest man with a six-gun I ever saw." And this unequivocal praise came from Marshal Wyatt Earp. Perhaps by now you have guessed. But John Henry, the boy who couldn't hold his own in a fight, the mild-mannered dentist who found life only after facing death, the much-feared drinking, gambling, gunslinging friend of Wyatt Earp, was John Henry, better known as Doc Holliday. Only now you know the rest of the story.